For many across the country, today is a snow day. As we continue to thaw out from the remnants of Winter Storm Fern, let's take a look back at some memorable NASCAR snow days from yesteryear. Hi, I'm David Stiles. This is PRN's Garage Pass.
In the automotive industry, time and trust mean everything. Miss an electrical problem, and it can mean big problems for your operation. That's why NAPA believes in testing the five critical components in every vehicle: the battery, starter, alternator, relay, and serpentine belt. And why we deliver the parts, tools, and expertise you need to catch problems before they become breakdowns. So test every vehicle and trust the name that keeps your bays busy and your business moving full speed ahead. NAPA know-how!
On Saturday, March the 25th, 2006, that's 20 years ago, NASCAR had climbed up the mountains on the border of eastern Tennessee and southern Virginia for a spring race weekend at Bristol Motor Speedway. That afternoon, however, would go down as one of the most memorable weather delays in NASCAR history, where the now O'Reilly Auto Parts Series race, the Sharpie Mini 300, was just underway when it was red flagged for, you guessed it, snow on lap number 32. While the actual amount of accumulation varies wildly, the spring dusting caused the event to be postponed for more than an hour, where we saw crew members build a snowman, skate in their pit boxes, and of course, have a snowball fight. The driver leading the race when this blizzard began was Kevin Harvick, who was driving for Richard Childress at the time, and he gives his account of what is now NASCAR's most popular snow day.
This is pretty wild. I've never really been involved in a snow out. Now the fans are starting to throw snowballs at us. So snow's a lot better than rain. Snow, it was kind of blowing off. So it's definitely a new experience, but I think everybody's having fun with it. There's really nothing we can do about this, the situation. That's way out of our control.
Harvick is right. We are at the mercy of Mother Nature. But could we see another NASCAR snow day on the horizon? There could be one this weekend at the Clash at Bowman Gray, where on Saturday and Sunday the temperatures look to be in the low 20s, and we may see some more winter accumulation. Now, I don't claim to be a meteorologist, but what a sight that would be. This is PRN's Garage Pass.
Hi, this is PRN's Andrew Curlin. Weekends are the time to get stuff done. And when you're on the go, make sure you take advantage of the PRN mobile app. You can catch myself from the pits or the turns covering the action alongside our incredibly talented PRN crew. So you can listen to us from anywhere, at home, on the road, or even at the racetrack. Get the latest racing information at your fingertips by downloading the PRN mobile app today. Available in the Apple App Store or on Google Play.